Google is currently testing merging their AI overviews with AI mode. Now, this is something very interesting because this could be a massive pivot for the billions of people that use Google every single month. And this is all happening at the same time that OpenAI is going into a quote-unquote code red, basically because Gemini is catching up to ChatGPT. They're gaining a ton of ground, and the growth of ChatGPT seems to have slowed. And I think if Google really fully integrates and merges AI overviews with AI mode, this is only going to exacerbate the problem for OpenAI. The usage is going to increase, and I think this could be a bad look as OpenAI is trying to plan for an IPO in the near future. So on the podcast today, we're going to be diving into all of that and talking about the implications, not just for OpenAI and like their IPO and kind of the market, but also for where we see Google moving into the future and how we see this impacting people's search activity, which is a massive part of the entire internet that we see today. So before we get into all of that, I wanted to mention, if you want to try all of the models that we talk about on the show, so today we're talking about a lot of the AI models powered by Gemini, you can go try Gemini and over 40 other different AI models on my platform called AIbox.ai. It's $20 a month and you get access to over 40 models, including audio, image, text. You can compare them all side by side, and instead of having to pay $20 subscriptions to a ton of different platforms, you can just be on one platform and get access to everything, and it makes your life a lot easier. So I'll leave a link in the description to AIbox.ai. So I guess the biggest thing here is that OpenAI recently said, you know, hey, we're in this code red. Sam Altman sent an email or a memo that got leaked, but it went to all of the employees. And they're saying that Google has gained ground on them. Now, this is not something that is shocking for a lot of people. We've all been kind of keeping up to date, I think, on the usage metrics of a lot of these different platforms. And it does appear that Gemini is becoming increasingly more popular. And it does appear that OpenAI is kind of slowing down in it. So I think that with this new feature, Google is going to start testing merging their AI overview. So that's when you do a search on Google and it kind of gives you this AI snippet at the top. And they're going to actually mix it with AI mode in search. So that means that users who are going to be searching are going to get the now common AI generated snapshot of key information on a topic or question above their search results. And they can actually choose whether they want to go deeper by asking follow-up questions in a conversational interface. Google calls this kind of conversational feature AI mode. It's launched for US users in May, and it's going to go to global users in August, but essentially it allows kind of a back and forth chat to happen using, obviously, Google's Gemini AI. And it's a very similar experience to ChatGPT, but it's going to happen straight in the search results. It's not just going to be, you know, kind of this summary at the top of your Google results, but it's actually going to let you have an AI conversation. I think getting access to that so far, you've just been required to kind of think ahead of time about what type of questions you were thinking about. And if it was, you know, a more traditional search query or if one where you could kind of expect to get a quick answer and then you decide, okay, maybe I should go over to Gemini and ask it if I want to have a conversation, or if it's just a quick question, I'll go and stick it into the search box like usual. So now that, you know, now that they're kind of merging these two, you're not going to have to think about going over to Gemini. You'll be able to do all of that directly from Google. So if you're trying to ask these kind of more detailed conversations where you're trying to explore a topic and get more information about it, it's more like a learning experience. It's all going to be possible inside of Google, like, you know, we're kind of used to doing on Gemini. Google now wants to test whether or not it makes sense to differentiate the two experiences is kind of the next test that they're doing. I would say just because of the process of getting information, it can lead to, like, there's different ways that you might do that and you might go about that. I think you might have thought, you know, you were starting a simple question a lot of times, then you find yourself like, oh man, I actually got to go a lot deeper in that. So it's kind of tricky to know ahead of time, just because sometimes you don't know what you don't know. You ask a question, there's like a hint in there to something further that you need more information on, and so you want to go into a deep conversation about that. So instead of having to do multiple Google searches back to back, you can just have these conversations right inside of there. Robbie Stein, who is working on this project over at Google, recently posted on X and said, today we're starting to test a new way to seamlessly go deeper on AI mode directly from the search results page. And then this is going to go out globally as well. He said, this brings us closer to our vision for search. Just ask what's on your mind, no matter how complex or long, and find exactly what you need. You shouldn't have to think about where or how to ask your questions. He also said, this means you'll continue to get an AI overview as a helpful starting point. And now you can also ask conversational follow-up questions in AI mode right from where you are. It's one seamless experience, a quick snapshot when you need it, and deeper conversations when you want it. I actually love this because I think a lot of people have kind of talked about the fact that, oh man, like so many people are using ChatGPT, Google's going to need to completely convert over to be just basically a ChatGPT response where you just get these kind of these AI results. But I think a lot of ways I use Google today, I'm like trying to remember the name of a company and I'm like a company that does these like things and then their website will pop up and I'm like, perfect, I click on it. Like I just want to get to the website because I'm doing something on the website. I don't need information about the company really. And so there's like a lot of those types of use cases where ChatGPT just doesn't make a lot of sense and I will still go to Google for them. But there's also a lot of cases where I just want a ChatGPT response. So I think this really merges the best of both worlds on there, and it's going to make this so it's a really seamless experience for what you're doing. This rollout is now coming at the same time that there's a huge push inside of OpenAI, right? Because they're delaying a bunch of their products for this Code Red that they have. OpenAI was going to put out ads. They had like an ads for their free tier, which is going to generate more revenue. They've put that on hold. They're just trying to make their models better. And it feels like Google really is moving ahead and getting a ton more adoption on their Gemini model in a way that has OpenAI concerned. I think a lot of this is, you know, Gemini's nano banana image model and a lot of other Gemini improvements. Because of that, Gemini has grown to over 650 million monthly users as of this month, or as of last month, I believe. And I think with all of that, I'm putting these two together, right? AI Overviews has 2 billion monthly users. I mean, that's basically just everyone on Google. But I think that's going to give Gemini a really big edge for consumer adoption. If people get used to, like right now, it's kind of like, oh yeah, I see these AI overviews and they're sort of useful. But if it goes from that to like, oh, let me ask it a question, all of a sudden you're not going to ChatGPT to have these long conversations. You're doing them all there. And so I think this is essentially really what the vision for search was from the beginning, but this is the evolution of where Google has brought it. I think it's going to have a lot of implications for how people use search. I think we're going to start moving more towards this hybrid approach. Sometimes you'll want a conversation with a chat model, and other times you're looking for a website or a specific service or software that you're going to go and move off, you know, out away from the AI model and onto a different service as soon as possible. So this really gives you the best user experience. And if this gives you better user experience than ChatGPT, right? Because it's not very often that on ChatGPT, I'm like, hey, what's a website that does like this and this? And then it like pops it up and I click on it and move on, right? Usually ChatGPT is like asking questions and chatting. And so if Google does a better job of that, I think this is a place where more users, if they can get the best of both worlds on Gemini, they're going to use Google and Gemini to complete their tasks, and OpenAI will suffer unless OpenAI can get a little bit better with the search that Google is so famous for and that is currently dominating it. So it'll be interesting to see if they respond with that and their Code Red, if they really try to take on Google in a serious way and what that looks like in the future. If you learned anything new on the show today, I would really appreciate a rating or review wherever you get your podcasts. Drop a comment over on Apple or leave some stars on the About tab on Spotify. Thank you so much for tuning in, and I hope you have a fantastic rest of your day. Make sure to go check out AIbox.ai. I'll leave a link in the description. All of the latest AI models in one place for $19.99 a month. All right, see you later.